Take RFM Dunedin with you wherever you go, with podcasts and live streaming of Primo local content. Download the Access Internet Radio app for free from Google Play and the Apple App Store.
This programme was first broadcast on RFM Dunedin and made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
Well, my first guest this morning is a good friend of RFM's, Dr. Ian Chapman. You might know him as Dr. Glam, you might know him as a bunch of other things as well. He's with us today to talk about a new program he's bringing to us, debuting today on RFM, The Sparkly Show with Dr. Glam. Morena, Ian, great to have you with us. Thanks for coming in.
Morena, Jeff, thanks for having me.
I think one of the things that you've brought to RFM has been some fabulous names for your radio shows. We had Dr. Glam's Inflammable Spandex Cafe, of course, a little while back. That was primarily a music program, delving into the collection and bringing us the weird and wonderful. And no surprise there, I suppose. The Sparkly Show, you're back with us. It's a program of a different nature. How would you describe it?
Well, it's a program about the awesomeness of the arts, no pun intended. The arts have done so much for me, not just music, but also the visual arts, the performing arts. I cannot imagine a life without art. And so this show is kind of delving into the motivations for why artists make art and why people consume art. It's kind of like a celebration of art, really. I mean, it's not going to be too deep, but it's going to be beyond just entertainment.
And when you say art, your natural inclination is probably to talk a lot about music, but is that exclusively what you'll be covering?
No, that is my natural inclination, I guess, because that's what I've been involved with the most. But even within music for me has never just been about what goes in through my ears. It's always been wrapped up with theatre for me. Live shows and the presentation of music on stage has always been a big thing for me, which is why I, you know, had the Dr. Glam character, so David Bowie influenced, and those performers that are extremely theatrical have always appealed to me a lot. But no, we're going to go beyond that into the visual arts as well. I'll be interviewing and talking about painters, jewelers, sculptors, actors, you name it. If it's arts oriented, it'll appear on the show at some stage.
And Ian, will you take the opportunity to be talking with artists as well?
Yes, very much. And in fact, the show tonight, the debut show, features the wonderful Molly Devine.
What a divine start.
Indeed.
Inspirational character, her, because, you know, there's an example of a very talented woman with who's brought a pop lens to her music most recently, but that's not all she's done with her music, and she's made decisions about what she affiliates her music with. Most recently, of course, both of you involved in some discussions around Mental Health Awareness Week.
Yes, that's right. Molly and I go way back, actually, because she came through, 10 years ago now, through the university music degree course, so that's when I first met Molly. And she came in fresh out of school as a real rock chick. She was into her Led Zeppelin and really, really heavy stuff. And she's, now that she's crafting her own music, she's gone down more of a pop vein, and we actually talk about that in the interview that will screen that will air tonight, and why the motivation for doing that. And it's kind of that feel good factor. She wanted to create music that people dance to, sing to, celebrate being alive to. And yeah, we both have worked since she finished her studies quite some time ago, and we've both worked on a lot of shows and things together since then, including the one that you mentioned for Five Ways just a couple of weeks ago, all to do with mental health and youth suicide and so forth. It's something we're both quite passionate about.
Well, tell us a little bit more about that, because I imagine some of these themes are going to come through in the Sparkly Show in terms of why involvement and engagement with arts can be really, really good for us.
Well, there's several reasons. I mean, it can be just entertainment for us that can make us sing and dance, which is a great thing anyway. That's therapeutic, of course, and cathartic. But it also, if you delve into the arts, you can, there are ways, I mean, nothing that we experience as human beings has not been experienced by others before us or at the same time. And sometimes artists will channel ways of coping and so forth into their art, and through their art, whatever the art form is, we can make sense of the world, we can find empathy with others, we can be taught ways of coping, etc. And the big one for me, of course, was David Bowie, who, with his whole Ziggy Stardust glam rock kind of shtick back in the early 70s, said, you know, if life is crap, reinvent yourself in your ideal image, make things better for yourself. You don't have to accept what life throws at you. And that was a hugely important message for me as a young teenager. I was extremely bullied and there were things going very wrong in my life at the time. And there was this glittering example of someone that says, you know, you can take control, you can make your own life better.
And it's easy as we get a little bit older to feel a little bit less brave about doing things like that, but you've held on to Dr. Glam, not so much in a performing capacity, but you've held on to the concept of Dr. Glam. Is that for that reason?
Largely, and also because Dr. Glam still does a lot for me. That Dr. Glam character, although I don't really perform as him anymore, I mean, the last one I did was the David Bowie tribute show at Sammy's in 2016, which was a wonderful, wonderful event. But that's the last time that Dr. Glam actually trod the boards, I should say. Into that character, I poured all of my positive traits, confidence and warmth and positivity. And it's not being having a character like that, an alter ego, if you like, is not a false thing, because you're drawing upon things within yourself that you truly possess. You're just like pulling them all into one package and quietening down that little voice at the back of your mind, the voice of doubt and negativity and so forth. So all of these components are part of you anyway. And this is a message that I try to convey to my students at university when they are performing, to try and exacerbate those wonderful qualities that they have and suppress those that are not useful for the performance situation. So, although I don't perform as Dr. Glam, the character, I guess, is still to a certain extent alive, and that's why I've named this new show the Sparkly Show with Dr. Glam, because he's still a value to me as well, and I hope there are elements of him that can be of value to other people.
You've mentioned Bowie, and we've had this conversation about the nature of his music a couple of times now. Other artists that are starting to sort of appear in your mind as you're putting more planning into further editions of the Sparkly Show that you think you might be able to draw from, for example?
Absolutely. Like for instance, Katy Perry, you know, Baby, You're a Firework. That sort of thing, you know, tell us what you're worth. Those kind of empowerment pop songs that are aimed at youth and have an extremely good message, I think, can be extraordinarily powerful and useful in the same way to today's youth, in the same way that Bowie was to me in the early 70s. I mean, she's just one example I've plucked out, but there are numerous. I mean, my students now, a lot of them are sort of into Billie Eilish, and it's not necessarily all about the music, it's the message.
Mm. You've decided to come back to a fortnightly show, Sparkly Show. First edition goes to air tonight at 6 o'clock, and we're so looking forward to that. As you look ahead in terms of planning about some of the other artists you might be able to have a chat to, you're featuring Molly tonight. I guess there's a wealth of local artists of all stripes that you could potentially have a chat with.
Yeah, there absolutely is. I won't give too many names away now, but as well as more established artists, you know, in my position as a lecturer at the university, I'm privileged to get to know some pretty wonderful up-and-coming and currently unknown artists, and I'm looking to feature some of them as well, so there'll be a nice surprise package on the show. There's some very, very talented students coming through.
In your own working life, you're starting to sort of integrate more of these opportunities to have these wider discussions in the community about arts practice and mental health and motivation, all those things, into your work, aren't you?
Yeah, I am. It sounds a bit trite, I guess, but as you get older, you sort of start to want to give back a little. That's something we've all heard people say from time to time, and I'm finding that now. My interest in giving back and trying to help others, I guess, is stronger than it's ever been, and maybe that is a thing that comes with age. And when you see other people struggling with the same thing that you struggled with, and you know that you've overcome it, and there are ways and means, not necessarily the same way will work for everybody, but for instance, I read a lot of motivational books now. It's always fascinating to me to read how other people have coped with adversity and got through it. And although there's not one size fits all, generally if you pick up a motivational book, there'll be something in there that you identify with and can work for you. So also in the show, I'll be reading the odd sort of motivational quote and so forth, and putting forth how other people have dealt with difficult times in their lives.
And you're getting out there as a motivational speaker, and I'll wager that in that capacity you present in your own unique way. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, it is kind of unique. I mean, my story, I guess, is, you know, the term self-actualization has been around for quite some time, and I guess in my 40s I became self-actualized when I invented that Dr. Glam character and reignited a dream that I'd had as a young boy and a young teenager that was kind of like pushed out of me with all the bullying and everything that went on. I sucked that dream, or that was pushed deep down within me, and it didn't resurface for decades. But when it finally came back, it came back hugely powerfully because of a reconnection. And I think so my story is a little bit unusual, I guess, in that I, for want of a better word, found myself or became self-actualized through dressing up in skin tight lycra, adopting a huge wig and lots of makeup and 10-foot tall platform boots. But yes, it's an unusual story, but I think that sometimes appeals to people. And one of my main messages when I'm doing my motivational speaking is the importance of not letting go the dream. And it's if you have a dream as a kid or a young person, it's one thing to gradually let it go yourself when you realize it's maybe not going to happen and you're okay with letting it go. It's quite another thing if that dream is snatched from you for whatever reason, abuse or whatever. And for the people in the latter category, it's hugely important later in life to revisit that, to go back there. I guess it's some kind of closure. It's empowering, I know that.
People want to find out more about that aspect of your life. You have your own website up. Tell us about it.
Yes, I certainly do. ianchapman.co.nz. It's kind of like gives an overview of what I do, the music, the books that I write, the motivational speaking. It's I'm loving the latter, the motivational speaking. To me, it's not that different to standing on stage with a guitar. It's a performance, but with a, I hope, quite deep and meaningful message.
We're so looking forward to the Sparkly Show. It gets underway 6 o'clock tonight, fortnightly here on ORFM. And of course, you'll find the podcasts later up online from our website, oar.org.nz. Dr. Ian Chapman, Dr. Glam, for the purposes of this program at least. Thanks so much for taking some time out of your morning to join us. And it's great to have you back as part of the team here on ORFM.
Thank you, Jeff.
Take ORFM Dunedin with you wherever you go with podcasts and live streaming of Primo local content. Download the Access Internet Radio app for free from Google Play and the Apple App Store.
This program was first broadcast on ORFM Dunedin and made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.